Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
I just was online here, and supposedly I put my credit card in for a charge for $59.89 for a subscription. And I don't want this subscription.
Right. So did it take any charges off your card?
I just did it. So okay. I want to make sure it doesn't.
Okay, no problem. That zip code?
60137.
And your first and last name would be?
Bridget Dietz.
Alrighty. Billing address for security purposes, please.
2N151 Mildred, Glen Ellen, Illinois, 60137.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do see that you attempted to enter the contest for that Dyson vacuum. However, it also comes with a ByteHub subscription that provides easy to follow recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We could reduce it down to $20 a month if you're interested in completing that transaction.
No, I'm not.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get this counsel for you.
So why don't they say that at the beginning when you're taking the survey?
Because the information is stated within terms conditions.
So I go and take this survey and I have to pay anyway.
Yes, ma'am. You still have to be enrolled into the subscription along with that survey contest as well. But it never went through, so you don't have to worry about any charges coming off your account. But 24 to 48 hours for that email to confirm the cancellation of the account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 920-470-256.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
Amia, A-M-I-A. Is there anything else that I can assist with?
No.
Alrighty.
Thank you for help.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.